Could you just stop? Please, please, please. You're driving me crazy. You are legitimately driving me crazy. So just stop. No, don't apologize. No, no. Oh, this is... Sit down. Sit. No, no, no. Sit. Sit. Put down the mop. You don't have to do this. You don't have to try so hard. You... No, no, you don't. No, 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 no. You are. Just sit. Just sit and listen and don't talk and don't mop and don't tidy and don't cook for me. No, 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 no. No, you don't. You don't have to do any of that. You don't have to do anything. Oh, you're so sweet. So annoying, but so sweet. Oh, your ex-flatmate. Oh, wow. You're my best friend, and I want you here. I adore you. I want you here. I want you here. Your flat burned down. Of course I want you here. And you don't have to do anything. You don't have to mop or clean or cook or make me tea. Actually, maybe the making me tea. But you don't have to do any of that. You're my best friend. I love having you here. I love having you here. And your ex-flatmate is I really hate them. I hate them so, so much. And I say that as a pyro. I love fire. I adore fire. I love fire almost as much as nothing. I love fire. But I don't want my best friend's flat to be, you know, burnt down. So, this is your home now. This is your home. No, you're not taking advantage. You aren't, you aren't, You are not taking advantage of me. I wish you would. No, I mean, no. You are my best friend. And, I hated that you were living there. They took advantage of you. They pushed it. They were kind of toxic. But you are just... You are just far too nice. Way too nice. I mean, not always nice to me. You can be quite rude to me, but generally you're really nice. I didn't offer you my spare room because I felt sorry for you. I didn't offer you my spare room because I wanted something from you. I offered you my spare room because you're my best friend. And I love having you here. I love having you here. And, no, you're not intruding. Oh, you are just driving me crazy. You really, really, really are. Because you are just... bollocks. Bollocks. Okay. 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 You are not a burden. You are not intruding. You're not. Anything like that. I legitimately love having you here because you are my favorite person. You are my absolutely most favorite person. No, 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 no. You have been driving me crazy. 3 weeks, 3 weeks, three weeks. And. Just having you here. You don't know how much I love that. Waking up in the morning and coming out of my bedroom and seeing you there, just seeing you there. It makes my day. It makes my day. Coming home to you? That makes my week. Spending time with you makes my month. You are... I worried about you. I worried about you when you were living with her. But she was a bitch. She was a bitch. And, I was a little bit jealous. Just a tiny bit jealous. Just so... I can't say this because why was I jealous? I don't want to make it awkward. I don't want to make it weird. I don't want you to feel like you have to go because I don't want you to go. I don't want you to go because I love having you here. I... For the last 3 weeks, you've been acting like a guest. And it's weird. I mean, I get it. Your place just burnt down. That is a lot. But you're acting off. You're cleaning up. You're cooking. And... I know it's because of me. No, I do. No. I know it's because of me. And I hate that I'm making you feel like that. I'm making you feel like this isn't your home. And it is. You've always had a home with me. That room is not a spare room. That's your room. It's always been your room. Oh, wow. This. I'm about to tell you something, and I need to know that it doesn't change anything. It doesn't mean that I want. I mean, I do, but it doesn't change anything. You still have a home here. That is your room for as long as you want, as long as you need. This is. You are just so... I am just so... And, when I heard that your building had caught fire, I was scared. No, I was more than scared. I was terrified. I was out of my mind with fear and worry and I just stopped. I just stopped and I ran. I wasn't thinking. I was... It was you. It was you. That was all that was in my head. You. I was worried. I was scared. I needed to be there. And every block, I wasn't conscious about where I was going. I wasn't aware of my surroundings. I was just focused on getting to you because I was so scared. And when I got there, you were a mess, and you were shouting at your bitch ex-flatmate. And I just ran to you and I just wrapped my arms around you and I just held you close. And all I could hear was the beating of my heart. It was so loud. It was so loud. And then I heard you saying that I was squeezing you too tight and I realized that I was squeezing you way too tight. You are alive, and I could breathe again. Because here's the thing. You are my best friend. There is no doubt about that. You are my best friend. And this is so not the time to do this. So not the time to say this. But. The reason I was jealous of the bitch is because she got to live with you. She got to see you first thing in the morning, last thing at night. And oh, that is a lot to be jealous of. That's just so, so much to be jealous of, because you are you. And yes, we spend so much time together. We spend so much time together, but it's not enough. It's just not enough. And this is so bad. I should just shut up. I should just stop talking, but I'm not going to, because I've started and yeah. I didn't offer you my spare room because I didn't have an agenda. It was just, of course you can have my spare room. Of course. Your flat burned down. Of course. It's just living with you. Living with you is not what I thought it would be. It's so much better. It's just so much better, and that's so much worse because I was already on edge after what happened. I was on edge, and normally I would come home and I would push it down, I would smother it, and it wouldn't be a problem. But now you're here, and you're just you're cleaning, you're mopping, you're cooking, and you don't have to. But you know, so I'm making you feel like I'm making it awkward, because you know. No, you do, you know that I have a thing for you. Not a friendship thing, but a thing. And you know that, and that's making you feel like you can't relax around me anymore. You don't feel comfortable. So you're cleaning and you're cooking and you're apologizing and you're off. Because I'm off because I'm living with the person I'm in love with. And it turns out that just makes you fall deeper in love. Who knew? I knew. I should have known because I fell in love with you just being your friend, your best friend. And now you're here. And I wake up and I see you, and I see you before you get to bed, and I turn my head and you're there, and it's so much worse now. And you know that, and I've made you feel awkward, I've made you feel uncomfortable. And I'm really sorry about that. I'm so sorry. What? Oh no, no, you haven't made me uncomfortable. It's not that I'm uncomfortable with you being here. It's the opposite. I'm too comfortable. I'm so comfortable and being so comfortable would make it easy to slip up, and I have slipped up. So I have to be aware. I have to be vigilant, and that just means I'm on edge. Just slightly on edge because I didn't want you to know, but you do know, and that's why I've been acting. That's why I've been weird. And I made you uncomfortable. I didn't make you uncomfortable, you made you uncomfortable. Why? Just tell me. What do you mean? It's the same thing. It's the same thing. I'm not making you uncomfortable, I'm making you too comfortable. But that's not the same thing. It is the same thing. But I've been acting like this because I don't want you to know that I'm stupid in love with you. It's the same thing. So you've been because so the mopping and the cleaning and the cooking, it's so you're in love with me and I don't make you uncomfortable. No, you don't make me uncomfortable and I am really, really in love with you. Just so in love with you. Just I adore you. I adore you. And I was so scared and I am in love with you. And you're in love with me. So okay. Okay. So how about we both stop? You stop with the trying too hard and the hiding and because I know now, I know. And you know, so I'll stop being so hyper aware and we'll both just relax and be comfortable. Be really comfortable. So that's what we'll do. I love you. ooh, wow, okay. That is quite amazing to hear you say that. That is okay. So. I'm going to go and make dinner. No, I'm going to go and make dinner because I'm going to make you dinner because I love you. And you've been cooking a lot. You've been cooking so much. And I want to cook for you. So you can just sit there and be comfortable. Comfortable because you know that I love you and you know that you love me and I know that you love me and I'm going to cook you a meal and we're going to have a nice meal. You know when you tidied up? Where did you put the candles? The candles. Yes, I was thinking we could have a candlelit meal if you would be okay, you would be comfortable with that. That's good. I love you. Okay. So I'm going to cook for you. And then I'm yes. just so you know that there's not any pressure. I just had to say it. There's no pressure. Just because we love each other doesn't mean anything. This is a lot. And yes, exactly. So we'll just have a nice candlelit meal and maybe we could watch a film later. And no, I don't want to make out with you. Well, I do a bit, but there's no pressure. It's just if you want to. What are you doing? You're building a cuddle fort for when we make out later. Oh, this is why I love you so bloody much. Okay, I'm going to go and cook, and you're going to build a cuddle fort. You're building a cuddle fort. This is okay. If you hear any high-pitched noises from the kitchen, please ignore. It's the kettle. It's me. Or the kettle. Maybe both. Just ignore them. Just continue building the cuddle fort. And I'll make dinner. I love you. Yes. Yes. I love you. You're just... Cuddle fort. Yes, cuddle fort.